Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing. I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Carr, it's Brooklyn to the world. Year-end closing show. What episode is this, Pete?
35.
35?
Yeah.
Like my age.
Yeah.
I really feel old.
You're getting up there,
pal. Yeah, I'm getting up there, buddy. I'm getting up there. Speak for yourself, buddy. What are you talking about?
I'm 33.
Exactly.
Getting up there myself.
We got Seth over here.
Hey, what's happening,
fellas? Nick Lupo back in the house.
What's up, guys?
Nicky.
How you doing?
It wasn't the same without you, Nick.
How you doing? So, remember those Budweiser commercials in the 90s? How you doing? The guy walks into the bar. How you doing?
Budweiser.
Forget the Budweiser, bro. I'm talking about those weren't as funny. I'm talking about the guys who you say, how you doing? Right? Seth, do you ever believe this guy? I'm talking about one thing. He goes and talks about another thing.
Because he's got to make it about him. It's the Pete Show. It's a freaking Pete Show.
It's unbelievable. Well, what's going on? How was everybody's holiday weekend?
Good weekend. Got good gifts.
Yes. Oh, I made my daughter cry because when Eric Decker scored that touchdown overtime, I yelled, "Touchdown!" And she started crying. I was like, oh, no.
Fuck the Jets.
Why were you so excited?
Yeah. I hate the Patriots.
You're a Giant fan.
I'm a Raider fan, actually.
You're a Raider fan. Where are you getting your balls big enough to be a Raider fan?
Well, back in
the East Coast.
Well, back in 77, when you guys were not born, I was 7, and the Raiders won a Super Bowl, and I thought that was cool, because the Giants and Jets both sucked really bad in the 70s.
So you decided to become a Raider fan just on the strength of them winning a Super Bowl.
So you're a frontrunner.
John Madden was their quarterback, so you're basically a frontrunner.
Yes. You're a frontrunner.
You're a fair weather fan.
At 7, I was, yes.
And I stuck with him. At 7, and you stuck with him.
I stuck with him.
Because they won a bunch of Super Bowls in the next few years. What do you think? I'm stupid? I know Super Bowl history. So it was nice to stick with them. And now look what you get. Now you get a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl in ages.
True.
Understand me?
Sticking with them.
While you've watched the Giants win 4 in that spin.
I ain't mad at the Giants. I ain't mad at the home teams.
You said John Madden was their quarterback for that?
No, he meant coach.
Was their coach.
He said
quarterback.
Yeah. All right. Quarterback, I said.
He gets hit in the head for a living, buddy.
Yeah,
he was the coach. They almost won
the immaculate reception.
Who was the quarterback?
Tom Brady.
Who was the quarterback? Was it Daryl LaMonica?
It was the Snake. Kenny Stabler.
Stabler. LaMonica came before him, right?
Before him, right.
Yeah,
the Mad Bomber, they called him.
The Mad Bomber,
that's right. You did your homework.
I like him. We had an Italian last name.
Marcus Allen, right?
Not in 77, though.
No.
Not in 77.
83.
They had him in 83, though.
He only won one.
What about when they beat the Eagles?
Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett was a quarterback with the Eagles?
Yep. Actually, he was a quarterback for both against the Redskins, too.
Oh, against the Redskins, too?
Yeah.
And then what happened to the Raiders after that? That was it, huh?
They made it a Super Bowl against
2002.
Tampa Bay.
And they got smoked against
Tampa Bay. Brady won his first Super Bowl, that tuck rule was complete.
Yes.
That was horrible.
They came up with
The Patriots always winning over some kind of
cheating. You know what's the worst thing about that?
They called
it a fumble on the field. So you're telling me there was evidence to suggest it wasn't a fumble when they reviewed it? That was horrible.
Bro, I love how all the Patriots Super Bowls are somehow tainted. Isn't it amazing? And I'm not even saying it I'm hating. Legitimately, there's a legit excuse. I've never seen any other team wins a championship.
There's always a black cloud around.
Yeah, I've never seen any other team that wins a championship and there's suspicion of something.
Well, when you film the other team's practice, you got a good chance of winning.
Their walkthrough. Forget practice. Their walkthroughs. They film on the walkthroughs. They're deflating the balls. No, Bruno. They're tucking the... They're doing the tucks. They got the tuck rule on their favor. I don't know, bro. I'm not really a Patriots fan.
Yeah, they got it in their fucking keister yesterday.
Wait,
man.
How was that called
yesterday?
We're gonna kick off in the overtime.
You dumb motherfucker!
Right. Seriously,
here's the thing about the overtime rule, right? Because then Bob Costas was like, "Should we change this for the playoffs?" Because he's another. And you know what? I respect Bob Costas. That was some stupid shit he was saying on TV yesterday. Because we're gonna have a Super Bowl where the other team doesn't get a chance to a champion, where the other team doesn't get a chance to touch the ball. You know, with the rule with the first 7 points. But here's the thing. When you win the coin toss,
you
have the option to kick the ball, okay? If you choose to defend, You can defend after you score even 3 points, because 3 points won't end the game. Seven points will.
Correct.
So why don't you give your offense a chance to score at least three?
Not to mention Tom Brady.
Yeah, you only have the best quarterback in the NFL.
So you can go and defend the way you want anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, starting out on defense in overtime made no sense at all. Now, I think Bill Belichick was, like, backing his guy up, I think, after the game, when they're like, no, we wanted to. I don't believe you, Pete.
I talked to my father-in-law.
You said a lot of lying yourself.
I talked to my father-in-law, too.
What is Jimmy, like the be-all, end-all?
No,
you're a real fucking mutt.
Because you're playing in MetLife. 14-mile-an-hour winds going that way.
You're playing in MetLife?
MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, okay.
Let's make, like, you're a fucking... He wanted to get the three and out and have the win.
I wanted to clarify for our British fans. They don't know what MetLife is.
No, you looked at me like you fucking had stupid written all over your face.
This doesn't make sense either, because if you pick kick, you don't get to pick his direction, too. The other team picks
the
direction.
That's
what the kid wanted.
He
thought he'd get to pick
the
direction.
He thought he got to pick where.
Because you're going
to
kick?
No. Right.
Yeah. But if you pick one, you can't pick the other.
Yeah. Right.
You just have to say, we want to choose a direction instead.
Cromartie still, I think, picked the wrong side, I believe.
Oh, shocking.
But that was the whole thing. Is they wanted to kick into the wind and have Fitzpatrick and the Jets go against the wind, so that if you stop them, you get good field possession and you're going with the wind.
Field possession or field position?
Position.
Position.
Possession of the ball with position.
Right. There exactly.
Or as some people say, position.
Position.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, like I said, you have Tom Brady as your quarterback. You just put the ball in his hands at any chance.
You guys are Jet haters because you're Giant fans? So you hate the Jets?
I don't
hate the
Jets.
More than the Patriots?
Yeah.
I hate the Patriots more. No way.
Why would I hate the Patriots?
I hate the Patriots.
We beat them 2 times in the Super Bowl. Why would I have to hate the Patriots?
I don't like
the
Patriots.
So if the Jets in the Super Bowl, you're rooting against them no matter who they play?
Yes, 100%.
I hate them. Well, I hate
the Jets.
Fans.
The fans are the worst.
They were. They're fucking delusional.
Well, the Jet fans
I feel like a Jet fan right now. I'm like watching my team play last night for no apparent reason.
Oh, I switched my pick. Yeah, my pool. I was like, the Giants aren't going to show up. 0 degrees out.
The elimination pool? The suicide pool?
No, just my pick pool. I have a pick pool every week.
Oh, pick picks.
You guys could be in it next year, the CBS one. You
That's cool.
Yeah.
What does a winner get?
For the winner the whole season? Every week's $150 bucks.
Bag of dicks.
No, that's a different kind of pool. That's a dick pool.
That's $150 bucks?
A week. And the winner the whole pool gets like $1,200
bucks. $150 a week?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are fucking... You guys.
We all put $100 bucks and we got like 60 people.
Wow. He's going to quit his job.
Yeah.
You get him?
Oh, Mr. Locksmith over there?
$150 bucks a week? Yeah. That's pretty steep, Chief.
Bro, no, that's the winner gets $150 bucks a week.
Bro, $100
for the season.
Bro, did I hear right that Schneiderman had to let DraftKings back in, or is that we're fighting?
Something happened. Yeah.
I heard they extended it.
That's the judge. It's not him. He's got nothing to do with it. He's still a jerk off. What are you kidding me?
If we were in Chicago, he was born a jerk off.
He's gonna die a jerk off.
So from New York, you're a jerk off. If we were from Chicago, he'd be a jag off.
A jag off. Yeah.
Jag off.
They're having trouble in Illinois, too.
Someone else tells you to jerk off. What happened?
They're having trouble in Illinois, too, apparently.
And Texas, I heard. They're trying to eliminate it, too. That's it.
They just need the money.
And this is all Schneiderman. Schneiderman's like a national guy?
No.
He's a New York guy.
No, he's only a New York
so who's doing
general?
It to Illinois and Texas? Like Schneiderman's buddies?
Yes.
Well, because of him, he probably...
Do these guys get together, like, during Schneiderman, so it's Hanukkah, like during Hanukkah. do they get together and like, discuss, like, how they're going to fuck everybody over with DraftKings and shit?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait. I got something for that.
Get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you. You only exist out here because of me.
A Jew played that, so don't get it. It's okay.
We have a Jew on the team.
Yeah, I don't want to get fired.
It's just for fun. I'm going to get fired now.
No, but in all seriousness, how do they come up with this concept? Like, do they, you know, like Pinky and the Brain just sit down and say, okay, how we're going to take over the world? Like,
money.
No, do these guys come up with this concept, sit down and set up this concept? Like, who's day are we going to fuck up today? Like, who, you know what? Let's fuck up all the bettors in New York State or all the fantasy players in Illinois or all the fantasy players in Texas.
Now, I think the leagues would be behind it, but they're all in with DraftKings and FanDuel. They're like, the NBA owns part of DraftKings,
really?
I believe, yeah.
So what, do they like give up their stock if they're out now?
Well, they're not
because
out.
All the other states are going to jump on this now.
Nah.
How are they going to legalize it? Are they going to figure out a way to tax it? Like,
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the issue.
It's all about money. You think? What you think? These guys think it's about morals? It's not about morals and ethics.
Yo, I see, you know, in America especially, they will fuck you for every dollar they can get you. And I'm not trying to be unpatriotic. I literally just ordered a I had ordered a television for my condo in Miami for my bathroom. You know, like, you know, I wanted to be like the cool like hotels where like you get a cool TV in your bathroom. So I decided I'm gonna order a TV for my bathroom too. You know, like one of those mini TVs you get in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I order it. Amazon apparently doesn't have it come from inside the country. You can't get it from inside the country. So it's a particular model of TV. I guess they brought it in from outside the country. I didn't know, unbeknownst to me. I get an email literally from somebody in the federal government. Like literally, it was like a Fed, like something of a, some kind of federal worker saying that I owe a duty tax or the custom tax, some shit like that. Bro, it was $13. Where do you get your balls big enough to break my balls around Christmas time over $13? You fucking kidding me? Are you out of your way? What happens if I like didn't see the email? What happens if it went into my spam? Oh, what happens? Yeah. Now you're gonna add
interest. $8 a day, 8 cents a day.
You're gonna add interest to that too.
You call yourself a man?
Fucking kidding me?
Fucking scumbag.
Bro, what is it with this place? Okay. Oh, bro, well, I swear to God, only this place. Like, you don't, bro. I remember Valentino Rossi got caught for like Valentino Rossi, the motorcycle driver, in Italy, like over $100 million in taxes. It was like,
$100 million.
No joke. Valentino Rossi made a lot of money. He's probably like the best GP moto. Racer in the history of motorcycle racing.
I hope he does some tricks too.
No, not tricks. He's a very good racer. Anyway, but this guy owed like over $100 million in taxes, or about $100 million or euros. About $100 million. It was like 80 million euros, something like that. Bro, if you owe that much to the U.S. government, just ask Joe Louis. You're in debt for life. You're in debt for life.
Joe Louis.
Because he made like he was living in London and he wasn't. Well, I don't know the exact details. He did one of these. He'd be like. He was like, "All right, I'll give you the, what did they agreed at like 13, I think." He's like, "I'll give you 13, and they were like, "We'll take it,
shake on it.
You're good, we're good. Forget the interest, forget everything. You owed 80, so if you owed 80, imagine you owed 80 to the U.S. government, what you'd really owe. If you owed 80 to the U.S. government, you're screwed for life.
Right, and charge you interest.
Yeah." Valentino got off at 13, and he's good. He's still winning GP Moto Championship. This year, him and Jorge Lorenzo were in a battle for the championship. I don't know who ended up winning it, though. Pete, do you know who ended up winning it? No?
How the fuck would I know?
I'm asking you a question. If he won the Moto GP this year.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Bro, you call yourself. You got this fake-ass Italian jacket you're wearing over here. Everything. Valentino Rossi, the best motorcycle driver in history.
Who
and you don't give a
fuck about motorcycle driving?
Don't be such a fucking smart ass, will you?
Seriously, bro.
Yeah. He's asking me about motorcycle.
So you could say,
motorcycle.
Paulie, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I'm not interested.
No, but that's like,
but he's Italian. If he wasn't Italian, I'd be like, all right, but Valentino Rossi's Italian. Can you check if he won the championship? I checked. Between him and Jorge Lorenzo.
I only know he exists because of you.
You're a jerk off. You really are.
You only exist because of Paulie.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're a jerk off. By the way, I have the exact replica of Valentino Rossi's motorcycle. Which I haven't ridden in 5 years, but I have it.
Since you bought it.
I have it parked.
He says he's second in MotoGP World Championship.
Let me see. So Lorenzo beat him?
I don't know.
I think the season's over. So
I'm hurt and confused.
Come on. It's either him or Lorenzo. Jorge Lorenzo and Valentino Rossi.
I don't read it.
You're going to have to ask our British fans to update us on this because Seth can't figure it out. Pete doesn't give a shit.
I'm working on it.
Nick is clueless on this, but at least he's a good sport.
What is it? The motocross?
MotoGP. What motocross?
I don't know.
Motocross for amateurs.
Fucking dirt bikes. No, it's dirt bikes.
I feel like I'm with a bunch of rank amateurs over here.
I am.
Who gives a fuck about that, bro?
Bro, I give a fuck. The whole
you should know if you give a fuck.
Good point.
Bro,
like I said,
Lorenzo number one.
All right, sorry.
330 points. Yeah. Valentino Rossi 325. Marquez, jobber 242.
What's worse?
You see how close?
What's worse, cars go in a circle or watching motorcycles go in a circle?
What circle? You gotta know how to drive. It's not a circle. This kid talks about these American race tracks like Indy. These Indy race tracks. They're so close minded. These Indy, bro. You gotta know how to drive. When you're in European racetracks.
Who gives a shit?
Other worldwide racetracks. Oval. What oval? That's like for the go-karts, the ovals.
Do you guys ride motorcycles?
I used to for a little while.
Never.
No? It's smart.
What do you mean smart?
It's very dangerous.
It's a bit of danger, man.
It does clear your mind, though, I tell you.
That's your problem, pal.
All right, we're gonna drop the motorcycle. We're gonna drop the motorcycle conversation because obviously this isn't going anywhere.
I had more fun watching my paint dry today. I painted my room today.
Oh, what color is your room,
bro,
Peter?
Like you were gonna do anything else anyway.
Oh, you didn't work today?
I worked, but I worked at my house. I had to work.
You worked at your house?
Well, today.
Doing construction.
You're also
at your
the
house?
Same guy that would rather like sit home and watch TV rather than like go out and party or something too. So you'd rather watch paint dry than watch Valentino Rossi win races. Fact. I mean,
my girl comes up with these fucking, you know, it's been 3 years. I'm like, and?
It's been 3 years is what?
The paint. Like, we need to change.
We need to change. She means she wants you to lose weight.
She's like, no, she's like, it's more earthy tone.
Earthy? That's very liberal, no?
Yeah.
That's very we're from Bensonhurst. We don't
I'm
do
like, we're
things.
Together 6 years. Do I need a fucking change, you know? So I was like, because she's, I'm not fucking painting the room because you want a fucking change. She's like, no, my father's going to help. So my father-in-law comes.
You guys get along?
Yeah, of course. No, he's great. So he comes and we do it together. I'm like, yeah, all right. If he comes and we'll do it, fine.
Sober? Or?
Yeah, sober as a priest.
And then?
No, we fucking painted. This kid's sleeping upstairs. He's a fucking King Tut.
Bro,
he doesn't help with anything.
I walk into
he woke up 4 minutes in time to fucking move his car before he got a ticket.
Yeah.
It's good timing.
Today, yeah. Yeah. But yo, I walk into, what about I walk at this house? Everything's out and about. Everything's all over the place. I left a tie that I got for Christmas in his house. He made like he didn't even know what I was talking about. God only knows where I wound up because it's all like all over the place. I mean, the dog's cage with the dog inside it is being used as a piece of furniture. They're resting boxes on top of it. So the dog's inside the cage like,
he's in the poor
end.
Bastard.
And they got like boxes on top of his cage. First of all, the dog, like I've said time and again, he's the dumbest species of life
you.
I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. But I even felt bad for him. As dumb as that dog is, I felt bad for him. I was like, look at this fucking poor thing.
He was sick yesterday, my little yeah. Bucky.
Why is he sick? Can you explain why he gets sick?
Shut up.
Why this dumbass gets sick? This retarded dog. Oh, sorry, we can't say that anymore. This stupid dog gets sick. But you know why the dog gets sick? No joke. You know why the dog gets sick?
He feeds him chicken parm.
No, bro. The dog is not even trained. He barely knows his name. The dog is not trained. He eats everything he can get his hands on.
Shoes.
Everything.
Shoes, socks,
so if you don't watch him,
cotton.
He might swallow something that makes him sick.
The fucking tree.
Yesterday when he threw up, he tried to eat his throw up.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you. Bro, there's alley cats I find in the streets who are smarter than him, bro. I'm not even kidding. The squirrels,
I made some nice fucking pasta yesterday.
Yeah,
but you know what they do say about people's pets, right?
They're as dumb as their owner.
No, what? Well, you were a little harsher than I was going to be. I wasn't going to be that harsh. They said they're a reflection of their owner.
Right. Yeah, same shit. They're as dumb
as their owner. I was a little harsh. You know, I wasn't going to be
a motherfucker.
Yeah, I was going to let it speak for itself.
Hey, Alyssa's part owner.
Are you blaming your girl?
Ouch. She doesn't listen to these, does
you
she?
Motherfucker. time and again. I'll just tell her that it was boring.
Yeah, you say that? You tell her these are boring?
No, some of us. Yeah, the ones I don't want to. Yeah, listen.
The ones you're
babe.
Sober.
Yeah. Babe, don't worry.
Why, some of them are like non-compatible for her to listen to?
No, she doesn't listen. It's like my mother. My mother started listening, and she listened to the first one. She goes, I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys. I'm like, okay. She goes, what the fuck do I need to listen for? I'm like, thanks for the support, Ma. Appreciate the love. Just subscribe on your phone. At least it makes like you listen.
Yeah, for anybody that hangs out with us, I mean, this is basically... like us when we're hanging out, normal concept for all you listeners at home. And if you actually hang out with me and Peter Cards ever, you basically get a free episode of the podcast, right?
Yeah,
because in reality, this is what we do all day long when we are together.
The podcast is free, by the way, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the podcast is free.
Well, you get
an extra.
Actually, we should 20 more hours.
You can auction off for like time to spend with you guys. How about that? Go out to lunch with you guys.
Come on, bro. I'm busy as it is. Do I got to auction off my time too?
Well, yeah,
that
for charity.
Would be nice, though.
You know? Yeah,
it would be nice.
Some other podcasters do that, right?
And if I can't make it, can we substitute Nick Lupo instead?
He can play the role.
I don't think anybody gives a fuck about me or Nicky. I think they want to have lunch with you, to be honest.
I don't know, bro. When we were in England, you guys were a pretty big hit.
Yeah.
How was it over there?
I don't think we're going to fly to England for lunch, though.
No? What if they fly here?
Yeah.
Then that's a good idea.
My manager texted me today. He said that, Anthony, he said that he's going to be in England in early April for the Matt Macklin versus Brian Rose fight. So he's got a...
Nice. Oh, wow. I think Macklin beats him.
I think Macklin could beat him.
Yeah.
You know? Here's the thing about it.
I'd like to see
if I'm not training
Matt
at that time or to have anything going on, maybe I'll go too.
Yeah.
We'll see my fans.
I'd like to see Matt Macklin fight Andy Lee in Ireland.
For what?
That's a good fight.
For what?
It's an exciting fight.
There's no title on the line anymore, bro. What about Matt Macklin versus Billy Joe Saunders?
Does he get it? Does he get that type of fight?
Why wouldn't he get it? He's managed by MGM.
Yeah.
Billy Joe Saunders.
Yeah.
Know what MGM stands for?
Yeah, Macklin.
Jim Marbella, yeah. So the management company that manages Saunders has Macklin's name in it. I mean, it does. If they can't make that fight, what are they going to do?
Word.
Right.
That's a fact.
Well, where's he ranked, Macklin? Is he up there?
He's up there, yeah, he's up there.
He always gets like a loss and then he puts himself right back. So he's always like in the mix.
Yeah, yeah. No, kind of like me.
No, because I know. No, the reason why I brought it up, obviously, he would love a shot at a title, but they always talked about him and Andy Lee getting it on.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I think it'd be interesting.
It'd be exciting.
I don't know. Are they born in Ireland, though? I don't know if Matt's born in Ireland. I think Matt's
England?
Matt's accent is English, I think. It's Birmingham.
Right.
Birmingham. How'd I say Birmingham? Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah. And then I think Andy represented Ireland in the Olympics, so maybe Andy's born in Ireland. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Macklin's born in Birmingham, England.
Yeah. And Lee's probably born in Ireland.
Birmingham.
No, Birmingham.
No, you got to say things a certain way over there,
bro. You got to say it the right way.
Yeah. No,
you'll get
I don't even
up.
Think you can say Birmingham. I don't think they even say it that way. I think it's like Birmingham or something.
He said Birmingham.
Oh, you put the N?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Pam?
Like Pam. Like Comb.
No, what was it? Stepbrothers?
Stepbrothers.
What was it? Like Comb? Pam. The silent B at the end.
Yeah. No, it's Pan. No, it's Pam. And then he comes out of the back and he goes, I think I could help with the whole Pam thing.
Oh,
it's silent. Like Comb.
No, you dumb motherfucker. It's not silent, right?
He goes, shh, now you're sounding stupid. And she goes, I'm sounding stupid. You showed up in a tuxedo for a job interview. Who's stupid? Just shush up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What's everybody doing for New Year's? What's going on over here? I feel like a lack of energy today. Is it the holidays or did we eat too much?
We ate animals, bro.
I gained at least 10 pounds between Christmas and New Year's.
That's my problem. Bro, I'm telling you, I'm proud of myself, Seth.
You are?
I made fucking lobster tails. Calamari, mussels, clams.
You made
me and my girl. But she was like scared to do it. I'm like, no. We're doing it.
You're doing it.
You went all in.
Made the fish sauce. Shit was good. Dr. Tony Perkins came over.
Shout out to Tony Perkins.
He thought you were going to be there. I was going to be there. He doesn't realize you get there at like 11.
Yeah. But I thought I was going to actually get there a little earlier.
To my Christmas Eve?
Shit just went down at my grandma's house. You know, by the way, at my grandma's house, my grandparents' house, Christmas Eve in an Italian house, there's always some kind of arguments breaking out somewhere at a certain point in time. The yearly argument this year started like right away.
Almost. And it doesn't even need vino.
Nobody even had any wine or vino, and it's always kind of something kind of personal, so I can't even get into it.
Or it's a competition.
Yeah.
Who made this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't make it like he does. Get the fuck out of here.
But there's always
you can't do nothing.
Bro, I'm sitting and I'm watching the argument break out. Then my grandmother throws me into the argument. I don't know where.
Oh, what do I got to do?
I was just watching the argument. I don't know if I get involved in this.
How come you don't say anything? Say anything about what? I got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I was in an Italian house for Christmas Eve, too. The Fazio's in Jersey, yeah.
Did they argue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they argue.
It was fun. All good spread, good food, seafood.
No, the food's good. The problem is the arguing. And you start to wonder. Every year there's a point at Christmas Eve where I start to wonder if it's going to end bad. Because it has. There has been years in my house where it's ended bad. You know, like people leave and get pissed. So every year once the arguments start breaking out, you know, you start to wonder, is this going to go far, where this shit ends? And this year, particularly, the first argument started when I was in the house like 10 minutes, not even. So I was like, man, this is getting bad right now. Like, if, the shit hits the fan right now, we're not even gonna have Christmas Eve. I'm gonna have to go back to Pete's house.
Right, right, right.
You know, but luckily it's
take your food to go.
Luckily yeah, things yeah. settled. Things,
his grandmother cooks good.
Luckily
man.
Things settled in, and
you know you're taking it to go plate. Well, they could be killing each other on the floor, fucking stabbing each other. You guys got to sort this shit out. But this right here is for me.
How old's your grandma?
My grandma is
122.
She's born in 1941, so she's
stay young. Yeah,
she's I was the first grandkid, so I'm lucky I had my grandparents for the longest out of anybody.
She's a year older than my dad.
75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 70. Yeah, oh, so, no, 70, 74. She's September 41. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
74.
Good.
74.
Yeah.
A young grandma.
No, I was the first grandkid. So literally when I was born.
Nicky's not good with math. He's just.
No, definitely not good with math.
So when I was born, she was less than 40 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's cool, though.
It's pretty, yeah. That's cool, though. Pository, Javier. You know what
but
I mean?
Let me ask you this. Since you're talking about Jersey Italians, different.
Jersey.
Did they say gravy?
Or sauce?
Oh, yeah, it's gravy.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's not gravy?
It's fucking sauce,
my
bro.
My friends say gravy.
Gravy goes on mashed potatoes.
I agree. I agree. I always call it tomato sauce because we buy our tomato sauce in a can or a bottle.
Yeah, so. Yeah, well,
it's
thinking,
a sauce right on.
You know what I started thinking about?
I'm
this
a Jew.
Whole, oh, can I speak my piece over here? Minka.
Fuck.
Excuse me.
You know what I started thinking about? The whole gravy sauce thing recently. And in reality, Americans don't really have a say because you don't even know the difference with the two sauces. In Italian, at least in Sicilian for sure, there's the regular tomato sauce, red sauce, and then there's usugo. Usugo is a different kind of sauce that you actually make at home, and you make it with a lot of, I don't even know where to start, bro, but it's like crushed tomato and all kinds of stuff, some of it canned and whatnot. And usugo is probably closest to what I would assume Americans would think is gravy because it's more watery in texture. Than is the regular tomato sauce, the natural tomato sauce, which was definitely sauce.
What people here.
But here's the problem. I feel like I'm giving too much credit there because I don't think Americans know the difference between tomato sauce and sugo.
No, they don't. They don't.
So you, therefore,
what they call gravy
is everything.
No.
What?
I'm finding out more and more.
You like, are? How are you finding out more?
I googled
how do you
this.
Find this out?
My father-in-law, the kid Jason, the painter. Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins fan?
Yeah.
Why are we involving a Dolphins fan now?
Yeah, well, listen, the kid's retarded, but
he we're not told, using that word. On
oh, sorry. Well, he's stupid. I notice it's from certain areas.
Bro, you gotta stretch in all kinds of ways to not insult people in 2015, bro. Everything's insulting now.
I'm insulting everybody.
I'm actually annoyed that everybody's insulted.
It's like,
get a fucking sense of humor, you jerk offs.
No, listen. All right, so I notice this common thing. If you were born. If your parents were born in America,
mm-hmm.
if your parents were from Napoli, mm-hmm. this is a common thing. Definitely if you live in Jersey.
Definitely.
Or Williamsburg.
Williamsburg too?
Yeah.
Williamsburg is its
that's
own thing.
That's where my father-in-law's from.
Uh-huh.
Greenpoint, Williamsburg.
Okay.
And that's where Jason's from.
Okay.
What they describe as gravy is with all the different meats in it.
Like a ragu?
No. That's like a bolognese?
No.
They're talking about when they put the steak.
Yeah, usugo. Yeah, that's usugo. That's usugo.
I googled
that's
this.
That's sugo. That's usugo.
I think it's backing you up here.
Yeah, it's the sugo. You put all those meats in there. Usugo. You put
sausage, meatballs.
Yep. The steak with the shrimp around.
You can do that with tomato sauce, but it tastes better when you do it with usugo.
Right.
Listen to this.
Go ahead.
It says gravy is an erroneous English translation from the Italian sugo,
erroneous.
Which means juice.
Get out of here.
But can also mean sauce.
Yes, but that's a bad translation. Here, hold stop right there. Because sugo is juice. But sugo is the sauce.
Oh, so sugo means juice.
Yes, exactly. So there, he's going in the right direction, but then he fucks up. The guy who wrote that.
Right.
You see?
Google.
But you get the gist of it, and he's close enough.
The expression for gravy in Italian is sugo di arrosto.
Sugo di arrosto.
Which is literally juice of a roast and is not specifically tomato sauce.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
All
right. He went in the right direction. Okay. Close enough. He was like 90% there.
Another thing that.
I'm actually impressed. I didn't think anybody
there's a lot of stuff
in the American
culture
would know that.
Yeah, because it's a big debate and people just call anything gravy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one funny thing that I always say to people is show me any Italian restaurant, even here in America, where it has the word gravy on the menu.
you're never going to find it.
Yeah, no.
Show me an Italian dictionary.
But you don't find sugo in restaurants either.
No.
Right?
But they don't really make that. Yeah. That's a family-made thing. Yeah. But show me...
Even my grandmother only makes it once in a while.
It's a lot of work.
Show me an Italian dictionary where there's a translation for gravy.
That's what says here.
Seth is really in the focus face. If you guys at home can see Seth's face right now, he's really focused.
Smoke is coming out of his fucking headphones.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot
to
take in.
It is too much for me. Why can't we just enjoy the food? Call whatever it is.
We do enjoy the food.
No, because this is like... This is
one of the arguments that tends to break out at times.
Yeah, it's not sauce, it's gravy! Get out of my house!
Like, if we bring a fake Italian or, like, a third generationer into my house, shit, it's going to hit the fan. Because now all of a sudden...
Then he's outnumbered, and he just goes along with sauce, and he knows that he's fucked up, you know?
And when you have that much good food in front of you, you don't say anything. You say, thank you.
You just fucking...
You do not say pass the gravy in my house.
No, man.
Because my nonna would be like... Get these things too.
What did this one say?
You know if I'm ever there, I will say that now.
My guest to grave. My grandfather. My grandfather is to grave.
Yeah.
Please pass the gravy.
We did that with some people from Italy. Leo had his my gumbadi is there.
So Leo's one of the guys you work with at work.
Leo says, my gumbadi is here. I want to take them to eat. So we took them to a Mexican joint. Mm-hmm. And Jason goes, ask him what gravy is, gravy or sauce. So the guy just looked at Leo and goes, que significa? Like, what does that mean? Gravy. They don't know what the fuck that is. But, you know, it's an ongoing thing. You could Google.
But I like how that page said erroneous. So it's wrong, yeah. Boom.
Erroneous.
Erroneous being wrong, yeah.
You could Google a list of Americanized Italian words.
Italian American is different.
But you know where
the
Americanized Italian words, you know where the mistake comes from? The Napolitan dialect cuts off the last vowel. So probably a lot of like Italian Americans that don't know how to speak Italian but just try to break up their words or try to figure out their words, they cut off the last vowel because they probably somewhere along the line have heard the Napolitan dialect and just assume it's Italian, you know? Like in Napolitan, pizza is abits.
Right.
Or like, you know, or you know, Igalama, you know what I mean? So look.
But why would a G? That's Napolitans don't say what a G.
Yeah, well, they don't put the hard. Either way, it's a relaxed dialect.
They exaggerated it in New York, like it. You know, Americans.
But in Napolitan, it sounds like their dialect at least, because they hold Italian Americans. Right. If they don't know the Italian language, they'll use a word here. You fuck up everything. You don't even sound like a Napolitan anymore. You just don't sound like anything.
The best is they pick and choose.
At least
what
in Napolitan, you know, they have their dialect. You know, it makes sense.
They don't say,
you put it all together.
They don't say big Z. They say big ziti. So why do you pick and choose what to cut off?
Why do you say ganoles?
Yeah. What's wrong with the
like
other
vowels?
Me and
vowels? Nikki, before the show started, we were eating a ganole and Nutella calzone. Why do we say Nutella, but we don't say canole, ganole?
How come you don't say Nutella?
Yeah,
you know?
I was more asking, why didn't you bring an extra one? That's why.
Right,
I don't give a shit what you call it. I want some.
This cannoli and Nutella calzone that's outside. It's the second time I've had it.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like addicted.
Where is it?
Little Sal has it downstairs. At the stand. The Little Sal's stand downstairs on 50th Street.
Right outside.
Right outside, bro.
I do not know
he's
where
got a stand. And apparently there's a store in Little Italy in the Bronx by the same name, apparently, because the stand says that they're in Little Italy in the Bronx, Arthur Avenue, which I've never been to. The only Little Italy I've ever been to in New York. Because, honestly, the Bronx is, like, foreign to me.
Yeah.
But in reality, no joke. They make this cannoli and Nutella calzone, and it basically, the outside of it is basically like a zeppoli. So it's basically like a zeppoli, but it's filled with the ricotta cheese, like the cannoli cream and Nutella. Bro, you can't even beat this, ever. You can't beat this. If you like Zeppelis, imagine a giant Zeppeli filled with Nutella and cannoli cream.
And it's huge.
Can you... A giant Zeppeli with the powdered sugar on the outside.
Did you guys liked it? It was huge.
You're a jerk. You're really a jerk.
You guys inhaled it, I noticed.
You're a jerk.
You got some load still on your lip from it, actually. Yeah. You're saving it for later.
That's the problem with trying to grow a beard. I've been growing a beard the last few years, and it's hard to keep clean. It's hard to eat good food with a beard, you know?
But yeah, that's our Brooklyn Italian...
So that's our Brooklyn, our New York Brooklyn Italian. What's it called? Lesson. I lost for the word, bro. You got to back me up when I can't figure out the word.
I'm trying. I didn't know where you're going.
You're a jerk. So what else? What else we got to talk
so
about?
So what about the train? We took the train today.
Yeah, we did.
We take the train.
The train was a good ride.
Take a 5-minute break.
It was, the train was an interesting ride today.
Yeah, so
the train's always an interesting ride because Peter never always has a complaint about it.
Always,
how
no
much is
what.
It going to cost to ride the fucking train? So it's $275, right?
$275, yeah.
Per person.
Then we have
per ride.
A crackhead lady that gets on. And I mean, I hope the story is fake.
She like cried on the spot.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, if she could do that on the spot every time, she'd make a lot of money.
She belongs in Hollywood.
She
got a dollar out of me. P gave her $5.
Wow.
Yeah, she got a dollar out of me.
I wasn't sure if she was like a gypsy, was a really good actress, so I didn't want to give her more than $1 because you don't know what they do.
Is gypsy equivalent to crackhead? No. She was missing teeth.
But gypsies, they bum you for money. Like in Italy, they're all over Italy. They rob you.
I know what gypsies are, but she was a crackhead.
So go ahead.
His mic was fucked up. That's because he was eating cannolis before.
Yeah, so, Dad, can you continue the story, please?
So the lady comes out, and she has this, you know, like when you get a large wonton soup?
Yep.
She has one of those empty. And she was like, you know, my house caught on fire.
When you got a top shelf from the old 18th Avenue drinks.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So her house caught on fire, which, like I said, I hope the story isn't true. But
you hope the story isn't true so that you gave her money for no reason?
I'd rather that.
At this point, you'd rather hope the story is true so you didn't give her money for no reason.
It was for her performance you gave her money.
Yeah, the crying instantly. I mean, but she had the two teeth missing. That's
I thought she had three teeth at least. Yeah, I thought there was
three missing.
Yeah, I thought it was probably three.
The others were on their way out.
When you're missing two on the top, it's like a nice little window, you know. But yeah, she had more than the window; it extended a little bit to the left.
And the others,
I thought she was missing one of my canines too.
Next time
you see someone like that, bring them with you.
That's what I said.
Said let's bring
what are we gonna do with her, bro?
We could have did a GoFundMe.
Podcast Gold.
Yeah, a GoFundMe for the
get out of here, bro.
She said Red Cross.
She won't
want to
leave
for a few.
She thinks she's coming home with us too.
We should bring her home.
Come on, so go. Yeah, Alyssa really love you then.
Yeah. She'll come there. She'll come to your house. Like this place is a mess.
Yeah, stuff clean the fuck up.
So go ahead. So what happened? She can take Tyson. That's for sure. Dog.
Give the dog a bath.
So go ahead.
So she said the Red Cross helped her for like 2 or 3 weeks and then left her flat. So we were like, all right, you know, we'll feel bad. We'll give her a couple of bucks. And then she goes to the other side and
made money.
She did. Story like that, you know.
Plus a performance like that. She cried on the spot.
She was good.
I told Peter that you cry on the spot like that every time you get on a train call. You make some good money every day.
And then
you make about $20, $30 an hour.
She gets off the next stop and she goes, I guess, to the next car.
Cash.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this black dude with like braids comes on, and you know, usually when you see the candy, you think kids, right? You think
like Boy Scouts,
basketball team. He was 40, bro. Like, you can't.
Hey, you want some M&Ms?
Like, you can't tell your wife, you know, I'm down and out, but I'm trying to work and
sell candy on the train,
right? Like, if you went to Jetro. Or BJ's, and you bought them bulk, or Costco, and you got them for really cheap, like wholesale, whatever wholesale is on Snickers and fucking M&M's.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But, and then you
retail.
He had
the little gummy candies.
Right.
He had M&M's.
And then you retail them.
But I was saving my appetite for the cannoli calzone.
You fat ass knew.
Yeah, I knew. I knew I was on a mission today.
He only came to the podcast today for the calzone.
All right, so continue the story.
I'm trying.
Go ahead.
So you can't go and, like, as you're 9 to 5, think that your Jetro candies are going to cut it on the subway, right? Even if you sell them all, what's your profit margin on, like, Snickers and M&Ms, right? Like, what do you think?
You got to tax write off for the train, right?
Yeah,
like
$275.
Like the Metro card. Like you buy the Metro card, it's where you have to get on to sell, right? So you get like a tax write off for that, no? Because you got to figure he's paying his taxes, no?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. He was definitely an upstanding citizen, I mean.
You're making like 70 cents a bar.
No? 70 cents a bar, you think?
Yeah.
But the problem was, he came on right after the other lady. So the guy comes up to us, so Pete lets him know. He goes, buddy, you came at the wrong time. The other lady just beat you here.
The crackhead lady, you
keep going in the train cars when she goes, everybody's going to be cleaned out from her. They're not going to have anything for you.
Right.
And at least he had a snack. Like the other lady, the lady with no teeth, you know, she didn't have anything to give us. At least him, if we would have gave him money, we could have got a snack out of it.
Yeah, I could have got $5 worth of shit.
Yeah, bro.
Instead, you know.
But yeah, he's definitely got to go the other way. Like when you see, like, you don't want to compete with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and as a matter of fact, the next stop he got off, and he didn't get back on the train. He didn't change cars. Next stop, he actually got off.
You sure?
Yep. The next stop, he just got off the train. He didn't change train cars. He actually just literally got off because he probably was gonna go about it a different way. I don't know if I don't know if Pete letting him know that maybe made him change his mind or but he was gonna take a different approach.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, that's a business move. That's like a marketing move. Like,
I think we can make money doing that. Like, if you spend a day on the train. You think, like, how much money you think you could possibly make, like, people begging?
How many hours are you talking about?
I guess it depends on how hungry you are, right?
It'd be about 8 hours, put in a flick of work day.
Right.
For her, she could make $100 easy, more.
$100, really? You think you'd beg for $100 for her?
She could.
8 hours? Bro, that's like, that's $12.50 of an hour.
Yeah, but
that's more. That's like minimum with no taxes. That's higher than minimum wage.
She got $7 in 2 seconds from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Easy. But the thing is, no,
and
the
a
thing
lot
is,
of people on Outcard gave her money.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to look.
Yeah. Well, if you got, you know what it is? It's your selling point, too. If you have a good sales pitch, like she had a really good sales
pitch. And you got to look
like
the part.
She can go. Yeah, she looked the part for
she
sure with no teeth.
Teeth missing. Crying.
Her hair looked like hay.
You
know, because she hadn't washed it in 3 years.
Right.
No.
Her nails were all fucked up.
Yeah. And she would literally walk. She walked into the car and started crying. She wasn't crying when she got in. So you have to put that performance on. She stepped onto the car. And started bawling.
That was the stage.
Right. She started bawling. So if she does that every single time, like if she steps right onto the next car and starts bawling again, you know, you get just as much sympathy because in the moment, if somebody's not bawling and they start bawling, it kind of hits you emotionally to some degree. Like, at least some people will. You know?
It's like
people
brought
I felt bad. I was like, I don't know if this lady's just a gypsy who's looking for money or if she's really like in this situation, but I feel like I got to at least give her a dollar.
Right. In that sense, it's like Broadway. Each time you step onto the car, it's like another day of stepping on the stage.
Yeah, it's a new stage. Yeah,
it's a
he
new
just compared
crowd.
Begging to Broadway, but yeah, yeah,
it's a new crowd.
It's a performance. Yeah,
it is. It's a performance.
It's a new crowd. It's a performance. A lot of critics,
right?
You know, and the thumbs up, I guess, are the one that people give you money. That's like a thumbs up, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. You call her a crackhead, so usually we don't give to the druggies, right? But you're saying she had a story.
Yeah, she had a story.
She had a story, and
it was believable. Hopefully.
And don't get me wrong, when the motherfucker says. Fuck all the bullshit. I just want a beer. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, because you can relate because you're an alcoholic.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, like the guy's being honest. Like, I just want a fucking beer. Like, life sucks. Can I just have a beer? Like Mike Tyson said, I've been through all my money. Can I just get laid? Can I just get my dick sucked? You know what I mean? Why not?
I had a lady beg for me. I lived in California. She had an inhaler. She was walking around. She was nervous. She had a whole great story. I gave her like $13. She goes, I need $21 for this.
You gave her $13.
She went on and on. She had this
Seth,
whole story.
I've never seen anybody give a bum.
What?
$13.
She called me. She wasn't a bum.
Worse than that.
She's not a bum. She was like a regular person. She had
I got one like that too.
So then I tell people that I knew in California the story. I know her. I ran into her. Another.
Yeah.
I said, wow. I wasn't even mad. I was like, she was great. She was great. I got a good one, bro.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm sitting there. I was about 18 years old. I was selling cars with my brother. For an 18-year-old kid, I was making like $5,000 a month. You remember? I was doing good.
That's good.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, no bills. What did I have? My car payment, my cell phone. I'm sitting there. And I'm driving. It was my day off. And I come from the bank, and I'm sitting. I just had a couple bucks on me. And I stop at a light, and this lady pulls up in a car. And she has he was about 5 or 6, her son, in the back seat. No shirt on. His hands on the glass. And he's, like, half crying. And she's crying. And she says, oh, my God, sir, can you please help me? So, you know, you see your mom, and it's, you know, you're like, oh, wow. I'm like, what happened? She's like, my boyfriend just beat me up. He said he's going to kill me. She goes, I have no gas. I ran out of the house with my son. So I'm like, oh, shit, this is crazy. So I'm like, what do you need? She's like, I know this sounds crazy, but I need as much as you can give me. So I was like, all right. She goes, I just need to get to my parents' house, but they live in Jersey. So I'm like, all right. She goes, I don't want to sound crazy, but I have no gas. I need gas to get there. I need tolls. I was like, you know what? I was like, here's $40.
You dumb
bastard. Yeah,
I gave her $40.
You stupid motherfucker.
She was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. She leaves. I was like, man. I was like, that's crazy. I feel so bad for her.
Could have got a handy out of that at least or something.
Yeah, right? With the sun watching. I mean,
no. Could have had some turnaround the other
side. Yeah, put a blindfold on her. But so she leaves. I'm like, man, you know what? At least I, karma-wise, I did the right thing, you know? Fucking a month later. I was at the same block, bro.
No fucking way.
This bitch with the same car pulls up next
same
to
kid.
Me.
Same story?
Same kid. She didn't get to the story, bro.
Like, again? He beat
she
you again?
She goes, sir, sir. I turned. I rolled down my window. I said, you better keep driving, you stupid fucking cunt. I gave you $40 the last time. Her eyes lit up, and she sped off. I was like, you fucking dumb cunt. You got me the last time.
Oh, your boyfriend beat you last time? I'm going to beat you this bad, time.
Yeah. He didn't beat you good enough. Fucking thieving bitch.
That's a good one. That one tops
my... It was right by the police station.
That one my tops my story. I always give bums like a dollar. I don't have a... That's like the old run, though, for me.
They're not bums. They're homeless people.
Whatever. Beggars. Whatever you want to call it.
Beggars.
If you get me with a good story. I was with an ex-girlfriend of mine. This is like... I was with Francesca. This was like... I was like 24, 23 at the time. So sometimes I would go past by my friend Fat Sal's job, and we call him Fat Sal. He's self-explanatory. He was like, he was a doorman. He was a doorman.
Really thin, chiseled.
No.
6'2".
So he was a doorman for the night shift on at a place on West 9th Street by 6th Avenue. So sometimes I go out, and if I be in the city, and then like I say, you know what, let's pass by Fat Sal's job and say what's up to him. You know, just keep him company for a little bit, let the hours go by, you know. So I'm parking across the street from his job, and this guy's like approaching my car as I'm trying to get out of the car. You know, I just parallel parked him, and he's like approaching the car, like, and he's limping, and he's like, and I can see he's gonna, and I'm about to roll up my window, and I'm like, I got you. He's about to start asking for something. I'm like, I got you. Let me get out of the car. So like at this point, you already know I'm gonna get you for something. You know, like I felt bad. He's limping, and he's like, you know, I was gonna give him like a dollar. So as I'm trying to open my door, this guy falls. Like he's limping.
Oh, he really?
He's like crippled. You know, he had like the strong hand. Remember the scary movie? The guy with the strong hand.
He had like the strong hand. Yeah.
He had like the strong scary movie. Scary movie too.
Something like that.
He had like the strong hand.
Off the roof, but he still wouldn't touch the strong.
Yeah, hand. I wish people could see this. Paul's got like a claw.
He had the strong hand, and he fell. He goes down. So I'm like, yo, it's like, what are you doing? I was like, I told you, I got you. Don't worry. You know. So I give him like. Give him like a dollar, maybe two. The most. I don't give him more than that, you know? And that's it. I was like, yeah, right. I, you know, I felt bad. I was like, yeah, right. I was like, you know, it was only a dollar two to me. And this guy legitimately looked crippled, you know? He looked like he hadn't showered in years. You know, same thing.
At that time, though, he saw you get out of the Beamer. He thought he was going to get more than two.
Yeah, I had a BMW at that time. So
look at this guy. That's how good Peter knows me.
Yeah, if I tell him the age, he knows what car I had.
It's a gray Beamer 5 Series. The guy thought he hit the lotto. So he goes, if I fall, this guy might pay for my hospital visit today.
So I go and hang out with Fat Sal now. Fat Sal's place across the street. Fat Sal's a doorman, so, you know, we hang out in front of his building the whole time. You know, we're not going inside anywhere. You know, it's a nice night. We're just hanging out, talking, bullshit. You know, I planned on hanging out with Fat Sal maybe like a half hour, keep him company, and then go home. Maybe like 20 minutes goes by. Across the street from Fat Sal's job, there happens to be one of these Korean marts, like the, you get like the market, like where you get the flowers, you get like the Gatorades, you get whatever you want, you know? If I go passes, I see the guy who was crippled and fallen walking towards, still across the street, walking towards the store. Totally normal. Totally normal. And he's got a cigarette in his mouth, and he's just puffing away, smoking, and he doesn't go into the store. He walks past the store, and I'm like, look at this cocksucker. He's fucking totally normal. He bought himself a pack of cigarettes. He's good. I wanted to chase him and beat the shit out of him. What was I going to do?
You saved him. Maybe you cured him.
Yeah, I cured him.
Like Eddie Murphy in Trading Places.
He was going through nicotine withdrawal.
I can see. I got legs.
But he didn't have to fall. What I'm saying is he didn't have to fall, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I was going to open the door, I was like, I got you. And he still fell. He put on like an Oscar winning performance, you know?
I actually have a great story. And
it's better than the one you just told.
No, this is a true story, and it changed.
Oh, that was a lie?
No. This lady
was lying to you. That was the problem.
This one was actually changed somebody. So a friend of mine growing up, a childhood friend, his dad was a,
you know, connected guy, a street guy. And they used to all hang out together. And he would always see this homeless guy. And the guy goes up to him and he's, you know, he's like, oh, man, you know, I'm real hungry. So my friend's father says to him, I'll give you money, but if you think you're going to go get high with this, I'm going to break your fucking head. So he says, no, I haven't eaten in weeks. He goes, okay. He goes, there's a pizzeria right there. He goes, I'm going to give you enough for a pie, a pizza, and a large soda, 2 liter soda. You go and you get the pizza and you bring it here and you eat it. He goes, if I don't see you come back with that pizza, I'm going to find you because I've seen you before and I'm going to fucking kill you. The guy goes, no, I'm starving. He goes, he ate the whole fucking pie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know who I'm talking about, too.
Wow.
So, the guy, rest in peace, the guy who gave him the money is not here anymore, but this was in the 80s. Because the guy was really that hungry, my friend's father said, eh, so you're fucking starving, huh? He says, oh, you know, I'm just down on my luck. I haven't eaten. You know, I have no money. He says, all right, take this for your pocket. He gave him some money. He said, take a walk with me. He walks to my friend's house, wakes up his wife, and says, clean up the basement. He put the guy in the basement. He spent Christmas with them and got the guy on his feet. The guy got a job. And the guy to this day is just a regular working guy now.
Wow.
That's
pretty cool.
That's an inspirational story. I got a tear in my eye.
Very good story. And I know the guy.
And Pete's giving moms with the fake stories $40.
Yeah. Imagine. See a guy like that, you want to believe
yeah,
that
it's
you
hard.
Can help him.
We're
you
all
know?
Very cynical with it because we've seen these, they're all full of shit.
Yeah.
They, you know, they just want to get, you know, drug addicts will, you know, stab their mom in the eye to get high. they'll do whatever they have to do. They're not worried about lying
like,
to you.
Like fucking Pookie in New Jack City. I'm starving, man. I'm starving. Pookie. You want this turkey? Here. Damn, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm starving. Turns around. Anybody want to buy a turkey?
yeah. What else we got?
Oh, my fucking Giants suck.
Oh, my God. Why even talk about
them? They blow.
I tell you what, you want to make money, locksmith. That was a lock of the century. The Vikings.
I can't bet against.
You don't make. But that's stupid. You don't. It's business. It's not about personal taste.
I took the over.
Well, you won that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just can't. I can't bet against my team.
But that was a lock, though.
Yeah. It was.
Even the
biggest lock of
running
year.
Back was fucking abusing them.
Yeah. Oh, McKinnon.
And you know
good.
What? I'll be honest with you. Not even to go too deep into shit, but.
Coach Coughlin's got to go. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Got to go.
And it shows you last night that
they're done.
They don't want to play for him anymore.
Well.
You know, if they came out and said, you know what? We'll spoil this fucking team's party. Let's play for Coach, you know. Let's play hard.
He blew too many games this year.
Yeah.
I think
he's just
they should have clinched the division 3 weeks ago.
I think Paulie told me there's rumors that he sold his New Jersey home.
That's what I
Coughlin
heard.
Coughlin already?
That's what I've been told.
Hey, listen, they'll handle it with class. I mean, they got 1-2 Super Bowls.
I think they're gonna tell him, listen, why don't you
step down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully. This way they don't have to fire.
He's old too. I think he's the oldest coach
he's
in the league. 69 right?
years old. Yeah. He's been the oldest coach in the league for
if he keeps going, he's gonna have a heart attack on that sideline one day.
Right. Jerry Reese, the GM, has to go too.
Why?
Because it's just they're always and listen. The great thing about it is they're like $50 million under the salary cap.
Had a lot of that's injuries, too, with defense early
they
in the year.
They did.
Offense is pretty good.
Offense is good. It'd be nice to have Cruz and Beckham at the same time, of
sure.
course. But I think Reese has to go, too. I think it's time for change completely. You have $50 million to play with. You know, you could actually sign some studs. Not a guy who used to be a stud 10 years ago, like a Beeson or like a Jamal McLean. You can actually get some linebackers, young fucking killers, you know?
It helps that's when you have talent.
Need. Yeah, that's I mean, that's what they need.
It was like, oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick's playing well now. He's like, when did he ever have two receivers like that to throw to? I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
That helps.
Hey, he's not a bad quarterback.
No. That helps when you have the talent around you. And also, when the guys get older, they get better at quarterback, too. Get smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, he's and the he's smartest a, quarterback. Ever,
he's
right?
Harvard.
He's a genius. Yeah. He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Genius. Genius.
Who's winning the Super Bowl, guys?
It's Cardinals.
Looks like that, right?
I think it. Well,
it's not the Patriots.
Well, it's going to be the Patriots versus either the Cardinals or the Panthers.
Yeah.
It looks
Jets,
like
you don't think the Jets can beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
I get the fuck out of here.
They just beat the Jets in. I'd rather see the Jets and Patriots.
They're the Jets in the Super Bowl. I won't
that
watch
division.
It.
Yes, you
first
will.
Of all, let's say the Jets going to get to the playoffs because next week Rex Ryan wants to stick it in their ass.
I know. Yes.
They
got
to get to the playoffs. They got to beat the Bills.
He already put them in the Super Bowl. This guy's got them winning the Super Bowl.
Rex Ryan would really love nothing more.
Hey, but you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback for the Bills, too. And mm-hmm. Chan Gailey's coach for the Jets, coach for the Bills, too.
You don't have the dad, Joe Pesci. We'll love nothing more kill you than to shoot you when in a Home Alone 2.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my buddy would love nothing more than to shoot you.
I don't know.
From Home Alone 2, when he's going
after. I think you got the wrong impression about me.
Don't be such a fucking smartass, will you?
I like this one.
You're a real fucking mutt.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's for beautiful. Everybody.
That's a great one.
He's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man.
Where's your fucking balls?
I don't know.
How about Golden State Warriors? Got to watch in basketball.
Oh man,
28-1. Is that they're sick?
It's retarded.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters playing against
everybody
else.
Steph Curry is a fucking savage.
I really didn't think anybody would break that Bulls record when I watched them do it in '96.
They got a good shot.
They have a really good shot of beating it
because they're that good. And the league is weak. The league is weak this year.
Yeah. Wait, what's the record?
28-1.
72-10.
Yeah.
72-10. Yeah,
they're 28-1.
28-1.
That's crazy. That's college.
I still think the '96 Bulls could beat them though.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know about that.
Bro, 96 Bulls are nasty,
the game is different, though. Like the hand check and everything. The game is different.
There's no hand check allowed anymore. Well, they made it a pussy league, too. That's my problem with all the sports.
But those guys can shoot the lights out, though, in Golden State. Those guys.
Yeah, but if you can play a little more physical, though, can they still shoot? You know?
Oh, they beat Cleveland last week on Christmas, 89-83.
Because LeBron wants to miss 5 free throws.
Oh, bro, that's one thing about LeBron.
Are you kidding me?
He's God's gift to an athlete, right?
But he's not Michael Jordan.
No, but he...
Michael Jordan don't miss those free throws.
Right. No way. Neither does Kobe. No
way. Right. It's true. Kobe gets left out in the conversation, but Kobe's one of the right up there, too.
He doesn't get left out in my fucking conversation.
No, no just,
you know, I'm saying people like kind of... You know,
Kobe's great.
He doesn't get
5 rings, bro.
He's the man. I saw him. I got tickets when I lived in Seattle. I was first row. Lakers.
Really?
And when the Lakers were bad.
Lakers versus the Supersonics?
Yes. The Lakers were bad, though. What was amazing is he's dribbling the ball, he's fighting a guy off, and he's telling everybody where to go. At the same time, I'm standing there like, and I was looking at him, I was like, you got the worst fucking tattoos I've ever seen in my life. You're a zillionaire.
That's
like,
when he was number 8.
Yeah.
And he had an afro, like a mini afro.
Yeah. But he was directing traffic.
He's savage.
Yeah. He's a sick player. Sick player.
Who was this telling me? You?
Well,
tell me about the fan from Boston.
Oh, there was a fan from Boston that sent him a letter. Mm-hmm. Saying how much he hates him, but he only hated him because he would kill the Celtics, and that his last game...
It was like out of respect,
yeah,
but he hated
respect,
him.
Yeah, but he hated him. He was like, you are the Derek Jeter of basketball because the rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers and the rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox. So it was like he hated both of them so much, and he said, your last game at the TD Garden, we're going to boo you the whole game. And when you finally sub out, you're going to get a standing ovation.
Yeah, exactly.
He sent it to Kobe Bryant.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, well, the Red Sox gave Jeter big farewell. Yeah. Real nice, real respectful. I'm sure they'll do the same for A-Rod.
Yeah, I'm sure. Jason Vertek is going to be standing there with boxing gloves.
Right.
I hate that fucking guy.
Jason Vertek? Yeah, he's a jerk off.
The thing is, as a Yankee fan, he still didn't mind. He's like, hit A-Rod a few times. He didn't mind as a Yankee fan. Go ahead, smack A-Rod around a little bit.
No, the best was what Vertek said to A-Rod when he was like, oh, what the fuck, that was on purpose. Vertek was like, yeah, buddy, we don't hit fucking 210 average hitters.
Right.
And we don't intentionally.
How long have you been in this league, jackass?
You've been in a slump this whole season. We're going to hit you on purpose.
You dumb motherfucker!
You know how dumb he is? I was at a bar restaurant in the city, Finelli's. You guys know Finelli's? It's in Soho. Soho? Right. It's a great burger place, bar. I'm talking to a bartender with a girlfriend of mine. He says, oh, yeah, A-Rod came in here. He said, oh, you guys know where this club is? Like, yeah, it's across the street. He goes, 3 weeks later, A-Rod came in. He said, you know where this club is? Yeah, same place it was 3 weeks ago. He asked for the same place again. He came back in. He's like, so, you know.
He's not that bright.
You dumb motherfucker!
Leave A-Rod alone. Come on.
Piece of shit!
Speaking of which, man, what do you guys think about... Peyton Manning and this.
Oh, good call.
Oh, HGH. Paulie's favorite topic.
Nah, man.
Paulie, take over. This is your subject,
Paulie. Well, wait. Let me set it up.
Paulie's obviously on HGH right now.
Yeah.
About 180 pounds.
And cream, kid.
Yeah. Well, according to what they're saying, originally a package was sent to
his wife.
His wife, and she had received it.
It's
back
all hearsay,
in 2011 when he had that neck issue.
Four surgeries.
Right.
Yeah.
When he was on the Colts.
Yes.
Colts deny any involvement or knowledge of it, obviously. They mentioned other players, Clay Matthews. They mentioned a bunch of people.
Yep.
Then Peyton goes publicly and says, you know, I never cut any corners. I played the game with all my heart and everything I got. And the guy retracts his statement.
With a few zeros in on a check.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. You know, I don't, you don't want to blame somebody until the evidence is complete. But here's where I told Peter last night. You can kind of draw the conclusion of how real this was or how not real this was. If the guy retracts his statement, but it's already been made public at first, Peyton Manning would be suing this guy for a lot of money for everything he's got and whatnot. So I think the common sense conclusion would be, like, if Peyton paid him off, then he's not going to sue him, obviously. But if Peyton doesn't sue him, well, then we can hypothesize that maybe this guy was paid off to say he retracted his statements, you know, because if there was no under-the-table deal done, then Peyton should obviously be suing this guy. It's pretty obvious.
Full force.
And if so, I'm curious to see the end result. Somebody does this, you sue them.
Also, you know, you guys know HGH makes your bones grow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go look at these guys' heads, the size of their heads, their skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Peyton Manning's head right now in your head. It's big. These guys all have big heads. Barry Bonds had a head the size of a watermelon.
Which head?
Manny Pacquiao.
The head on top of their shoulders.
Manny Pacquiao had a big head? He did have a big head, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, his head grew. His hands grew.
But he wasn't on HGH. He was still growing up.
No. Oh, yeah. He just matured.
He was growing.
He was maturing.
From 30.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that still grows from 30.
is he fighting again?
Yeah, he's going to have his farewell fight.
April 9th.
Who's he fighting? You want to fight Bradley?
They said he was fighting Bradley for whatever. I don't know.
For what reason? Yeah. His first two fights were terrible.
I don't get it.
Teddy Atlas, fireman, come on.
They want to see the fireman versus the fucking the genius. Fireman versus the hypocrite.
Well, mm-hmm. Teddy and Freddie should fight each other first. Yeah.
I got Teddy in that one.
Yeah.
Teddy will fuck Freddie up. It's not even close, bro. I should have a first round knockout.
I still want to see it.
That's crazy shit. Crazy shit. But like I said, even if he did, I don't know what.
You
know.
I ain't mad at him if he did it.
Right. What are you going to starting to take away his accolades and, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave the guy alone.
If he did take it, he probably took it to try to heal up so he can play again.
Because his fucking neck. I mean, right. Nobody wanted to perform surgery here. They did, and it wasn't successful. He had to go to.
Four times.
Where did he go to get it done finally? He went to Europe, right?
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I believe you.
I don't know. Just
my point is to take a nap. You guys gotta go.
It's like
he's tired.
They're gonna try to make it like the Pete Rose thing. You know?
No,
you're never gonna get into the fucking.
Well, he's an idiot because he just kept. You know, he just made it worse and worse. Yeah. You know?
No, but even like A-Rod. Listen, A-Rod continuously kept, you know, getting caught and shit.
Guys, no athlete will ever say they were on steroids. I'm sorry to tell
especially
you.
Especially Rafael Palmeiro.
Nobody. Like, you guys got to let the evidence speak for itself because you can't go by what the athlete says. Like, every athlete says the same thing. I am disgusted with these accusations. I would never do this. Every single athlete gets blamed for it, says the same shit. What else are they going to say? What are they going to say? Yeah, I did it.
Andy Pettit said he did it.
The pressure that he finally received that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to let the evidence speak for itself because no athlete's going to say they're on it. Whether they're on it or not, the answer is always going to be the same. No, I'm not on it. So you guys got to let the evidence speak for itself. And the evidence sometimes is more obvious than others. But then again, the public is fucking dumber than others. Dumber than you think. That's the problem, too. But regardless, I mean, you know, you can draw conclusions and whatnot. At the end of the day, I mean, I think Manning's a quarterback. So
He's not hurting anybody.
He's not hurting anybody. You know, does HGH probably allow you to last longer in your career? I think that, you know, you do see athletes playing a little later in their life than you used to in the past. I think it's probably the case because of certain PEDs and whatnot. But again, you're just hypothesizing at the end of the day. I mean, who knows?
You're a professional athlete, and so you can speak on this better. Aren't professional athletes the most competitive people in the world?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they'll do anything to be the best. A lot of them. I'm not saying there's
that's
not.
But that's the problem. Is at what point you go past that line? There's a line you're willing to, you either not pass or pass. You know, is your competitive nature so much that you'll break the rules to win? And then how do you view yourself in the mirror when you do that? You know, can you legitimately say you're a great athlete, or do you convince you, or can you admit to yourself that maybe you wouldn't be so good if you didn't have the help of these performance enhancing drugs? In my case, I always said I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, whatever I accomplished, it may not be what some other guys accomplished, but I want to be able to look in the mirror and put my head on the pillow at night and say, you know what, I accomplished it the right way, you know. And if I would have done performance-enhancing drugs, I would have accomplished even a lot more. But even without the performance-enhancing drugs, I was able to compete at an elite level for a certain part of my career, you know. I think there's athletes that are on an elite level that would be pretty good, but wouldn't be on an elite level if it wasn't for the performance-enhancing drugs, you know. I think there's athletes that might still be on an elite level, but do the performance-enhancing drugs anyway and become on an unbelievably elite level, you know. But again, it's just, at that point, you're down to the nitty gritty, and it's harder to really figure out a definitive answer. But to just say no, this guy's not on it because he's too nice, or this guy's on it, that's a stupid motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I remember doing some workouts in a track. I remember there was some trainers there for you know, like track and field trainers. They were talking about like performance-enhancing drugs in track and field, and they were saying the Carl Lewis Olympics in 1984, where Lewis won all those medals, and he was like this amazing athlete. They said in the modern Olympics, Lewis broke even world records. In the modern Olympics today, those times wouldn't even get you to the final race.
Wow.
Okay. You're not going to fucking tell me people are that much faster 30 years later than they were back then. Because what Lewis was doing in 1984 was considered like amazing. All right. So it's happening everywhere, and you are a stupid motherfucker if you think you're watching your favorite athletes with the posters on your wall and thinking that most likely they're clean. Most likely they're not clean, and that's the problem. And maybe I sound like a bitter prick because I've kind of seen it over the course of my life as an athlete. And you make a choice in your life, and you make a choice that you say, you know what, You want to be able to put your head on the pillow at night and say, you know what, I accomplished what I accomplished, and I'm happy and I'm good.
You call yourself
and I can at least say, hey, you know what, we did it clean. Maybe we didn't reach a certain level, we did it clean. But you know what, and I'm not saying okay, every elite athlete is dirty, but unfortunately, maybe this is the jaded in me, I think most of them are.
Yeah, a lot of guys, looking at another way, they just did it to make money. Like baseball players, a lot of those guys wouldn't even make the major leagues back in the day, and they ended up getting
What about the guys who wanted to do it right? And maybe they were good enough to make the major leagues, but now their numbers didn't match up, and they got cut from the team. You know, bro, there was a point in Major League Baseball where it was ridiculous. Like, I was a teenager when the Sosa Maguire year happened. Like, I was a naive teenager. Even I was smart enough to be like, yeah, all right, like these guys aren't on steroids. You kidding me? You had a record. Yeah. Maris and Mantle were in the race in 1961. It was like how long had passed? Over 30 years had passed. Now all of a sudden, everybody was breaking their record. Like one year, everybody was breaking it. Right. It wasn't obvious. I think about how many dumb motherfuckers were actually legitimately thinking it was a real race that these guys weren't on it.
It was so fun to watch.
Like, it took the guys to admit it and come fail drug tests for people to realize, wow, that many dumb probably 80-90% of the stupid motherfuckers on the planet of the population that watched that sport probably thought it was a legit race. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it makes you lose your faith in society as an intelligence level. These stupid pricks. Like,
you dumb motherfucker.
God damn.
And anyway, also, like you said,
that's my rant.
With the Carl Lewis thing, how much more fucking training or prep can you do? No. It's not possible.
Yeah, I know. That part, that brings the overtraining into play as well, of course.
That's what I'm saying, but like, how much more like have innovative things can you come up with to make your
runtime faster. It's just there's a limit on it.
Well, they do have things recovery things and recovery and things like that. Like
steroids help with recovery.
That too. I'm saying like the ice chambers and all that crap.
Yeah, yeah, the ice chambers help for sure.
It's not gonna make you run fast.
I do the ice chambers too. They help you recover. They're not increasing anything.
They don't make you punch extravagantly.
But you know, of course, every little bit does help, and I admit they do help. But
there's new techniques, you know, new technology. But like to your point, not to that level.
Right.
You're not gonna become a 9 second sprinter when you were a 10 second sprinter because you did the ice chamber. Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah.
You're not gonna become a welterweight world champion from a 112 pound world champion because you did the ice chamber. Let's not exaggerate.
It made him swell up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Anyway,
what fights are coming up, Eddie?
Oh, we got Deontay Wilder on the 16th of January in against Brooklyn. Artur Spilka. Cole features Glasgow against Charles Martin. So it's all heavyweight card. It's nice. You know what always sucks right after fighting, right after New Year's and Christmas and stuff? Because you can't ever eat during the holidays.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that card and I was like, man, that must suck. But you know what? Those guys are heavyweights.
Yeah.
They can still eat.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll come in a couple pounds heavier than they were for their previous fights because they enjoyed Christmas a little bit. We'll see. We'll check the scales out for those. And we'll see. And that's it. And you're gonna let us go for the year. And that's our show in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Our first year, our first calendar year.
Yeah.
Pete's gonna close it out with a big burp like that. Are you kidding me, bro? Like, you can't even give the fans like a night. Oh,
Happy New Year!
Can't even give the fans like a proper goodbye for supporting us the whole year.
Back.
This guy's burping.
I think
to get
I
us
want
off
my
the
money
year.
Back.
Seriously, right? This guy's burping to get us off the air. After all the calendar year we had.
I gotta take a cocky before we leave.
Wow, we're gonna be here for another hour,
bro. Seriously. All right, we're gonna let you go. We'll see you in the new year. Well, thank you for the support for our first calendar year. Paulie Malignaggi, Peter Cards.
Seth the Twit,
at Nick Lupo 24, at Paul Malignaggi, at Peter Cards. Check us all out on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. And keep supporting
safe,
us.
Healthy.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to close the show, bro.
And very drunk New Year.
This kid's unbelievable, bro.
The Brits
shut
are going
to
go very
I'm
drunk.
Trying to close
New
out.
Year.
Anyway, have a happy, safe New Year. Thank you for being our loyal listeners, and we'll see you next year, and I'm sure we'll have some more stories. Keep in mind, New Year's Day will be the 10-year anniversary that Peter Cards got arrested on New Year's, so hopefully he doesn't pull any stunts 10 years
to
that day.
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. Maybe I can
keep yourself a cab driver. Keep yourself in Pennsylvania indoors, please, for the safety of all of us. We'll see you later. Over and out. We'll see you in 2016.
Boom.
You shit-kicking, stinky, horseman-horse-smelling motherfucker, you...